I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice series. In the times of the Mishnah and the times of the Gemara, if you had a bunch of people that were joining together to eat a meal, only one person would make a bracha, and everyone else would have in mind to fulfill their obligation to make a bracha through listening to the person who would make the bracha. And in fact, this was encouraged because of the idea of Rova Mahadras Melech, when people join together, to do something together that enhances the mitzvah and enhances the bracha. But our practice is not like that. And even when you have people that join together to eat, every individual makes their own bracha. But there are some exceptions. Among them, when it comes to Kiddush and Hamotzi on Shabbos, many people have the practice that there's only one person that makes Kiddush. The Baal Bayis makes Kiddush and he is Motzi everybody. Similarly, when it comes to making Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz on the Lechem Mishnah, many people have the practice that only the Baal Bayis makes Hamotzi and everyone else fulfills their obligation by listening to Baal HaBayis. Tosfos, the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, from the bottom of today's daf, Brachos Daf Mem Beis, is troubled by this practice. How could we, even in today's days, have one person be mostly other people? Because the mission, the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Aleph says that if you have people sitting together, kol echad mevarich la'atzmo, every individual has to make their own bracha. So when is it that you're able to have one person be motzi other people? That's if hesebu. If everyone was reclining, then echon mevarech lekulam. In those times, the practice was, the norm was, that everyone would have their own table, their own couch, and they would recline and eat. And the Mishnah is telling us that when you have everyone reclining together, that establishes that they're eating the meal together. And only once we establish that they're eating together, once they're bekvius, that's when one person is able to be motzi other people on a berachas hanenin, on a bracha for food. And therefore asks Tosfos, how could we apply this halacha in contemporary times, even in times of the Tosfos, in which the practice wasn't that people would be eating behesebu, that people would eat while leaning? Tosfos answers that since the whole idea of hesebu, the reason why the Mishnah requires people to recline was because that was the practice, that was the norm. And circumstances changed. In order to establish that people are eating together, we no longer have to recline at the same time, but rather we have to sit at the same table. And therefore, in order for one person to be motzi other people in a bracha, everyone has to be sitting together. I think this is important to note because many times, on Bais Seudos and Shabbos, which there are a lot of guests, it's a large family, and sometimes there are stragglers after Kiddush, they go wash, and they take their time. Baal Bayis doesn't always have patience to wait for everyone to come and sit down, and he goes ahead after he hears that the last person washed, and he makes hamotzi out loud to motzi everybody, but not everyone's sitting. And although the Mishnah Berurah in Simkuf Samach Zayin writes that after the fact, the Di'eved, as long as everyone had in mind that they wanted to be yotze with the Baal Bayis' bracha, their yotze, that's only the Di'eved. But it's certainly preferred. And such is the din l'chatchila that the Baal Bayis should wait for everyone to sit down before he makes the bracha on Hamotzi. But when it comes to Kiddush, many people have the practice that they stand, which is in itself another question. How could the Baal Bayis be motzi everyone on the Borei Pri HaGafen? Is everyone standing? Didn't we just say that everyone has to sit? So the truth is that Tosfos asks this question also. In tomorrow's daf Memigimel Tosfos, the Rebbe Master Hoel, Tosfos asks, once we say that everyone needs to be bekvius, everyone needs to be established to be together, and that is accomplished through sitting down, how is it, he references Havdalah, that people stand? And he explains that in order to create this environment of kvius, that everyone's established of being together, by a regular bracha, you need to be sitting down together. Because only through sitting down together are you able to create that togetherness. But when you're making Havdalah and when you're making Kiddush, everyone's being Yotze a mitzvah together as well. Everyone's being Yotze Kiddush as well. And therefore, it's not necessary that everyone sit down. Rather, from the fact that everyone is performing a mitzvah together, that in itself establishes that everyone's together, and therefore you're able to be Yotze the Borei Pri HaGafen also, even though everyone is standing.